way back in the early 20-teens, a city fella from Minnesota and a wannabe cowpuncher from small town Iowa came together to swap tall tales over the airwaves. They made lots of friends along the way, but even more enemies. By chance, they made acquaintance with a sodbuster from over the other side of the county, who felt obliged to butt in on their little show and give them the what fors from time to time. After nigh on a decade of pointless blathering, one thing led to another, and they were unceremoniously tossed out on their ear from their little radio show. Eventually, this ragtag group found their way back together and decided to start a little podcast we like to call Dutch by Association.
I didn't contribute anything. Home Alone, the vacation movies, Summer Rental, The Great Outdoors,
Planes, Uncle Trains, Buck. And Automobiles.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
He does comedy.
Yeah.
Or a lot.
But he did most good movies from the 80s and early 90s.
Didn't he do like 16 Candles?
But that's kind of a comedy. 16 Candles and
Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Hmm. If it was based in Chicago and it has funny parts and it's from the 80s, it's a John Hughes movie.
Okay. One thing I have noticed as I've gotten older is I don't despise Christmas music and Christmas movies and stuff like that like I used to. It just used to grate on me like nothing else. But now, I guess since I have a kid and she's so into it that it's fun. I guess maybe you get to relive it again through their eyes. And
yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
I've got something to admit. The weekend before Thanksgiving, driving down to Sioux City, get about so far, lose my channel, hit seek, get to 95.5, KG95, and they're playing Christmas music nonstop the weekend before Thanksgiving. And I enjoyed it.
and you left your dial there the whole time?
Yes, and 95.5 has been on in my pickup for this entire time.
This entire season?
Yes, and it's bad in that there's only so many songs they can do. Yep. And you'll hear... So we went to Sioux City again last weekend, and
of course you do. That's where you go.
It was 1 month.
Did you do your shopping and your eating there? Cool.
No, we did visiting.
And visiting department stores.
Visiting Target.
No wonder our JCPenney closed. It's because of people like you.
That's right. Because of people like me.
We had a Sears once.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the same song played at the beginning of the trip down there when we were in Sioux City and once on the way back.
Same rendition?
Last Christmas, but it was, I gave you my
heart. Oh my gosh. That's not one of the worst.
I know ever it is, made. But it's an earworm. You can't get rid of it. You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
I did watch the Ryan Reynolds, Will Ferrell flick, Spirited.
Oh, I haven't watched
it. It's on Apple TV. It's a musical roughly based on Charles Dickens' Scrooge. And I'm like, I'd avoided it for a while. And because it's a musical and I hate musicals. But I tried it, and it was really good. Like, because they make fun of how cheesy it is, but Ryan Reynolds is awesome. Like, him and Will Ferrell both just knocked it out of the park with that one. Like, I told my wife after it was done, Ava's kind of like, yeah, that's cool, and whatever. I'm like, I could actually watch that again. Like, that was that good. So I was surprised.
Might have to check that out.
Well, then I thought to myself, that's where I kind of got this, like, epiphany. Like,
now you like musicals too.
I mean, you're really blossoming.
Well, Hamilton is an animal unto itself, so
it's a musical.
Yeah, I know, but I just hated this whole, we're singing instead of talking, let's do something different now. It was just very corny and cheesy, whereas Hamilton was it was smart. It was a clever turn of phrase, alliteration, the rhythms. Yeah.
I would say that's true of a lot of musicals.
What, like Cats?
No, I'm thinking like The Music Man.
Is that the one where they have that stupid, iconic song that... What's the Music Man one? It's...
76 trombones. That one?
No. It'll come to me.
Well, okay. Anyway.
Well, there's a reason why it's
twice stupid during this episode, by the way. That can't be good.
Oh, gosh. Do we edit now, or do I wait until tomorrow when we have a blizzard and I listen to it?
Wow, the first 10 minutes were pure garbage.
Have you seen, it's called Office Christmas Party?
After your suggestion, by the way, Mitch gave me a suggestion on a Christmas movie to watch, because admittedly I'm not learned in that department. So what was the one the Vince Vaughn one?
Oh, Four Christmases.
Garbage. Absolute garbage movie.
What?
Oh, just...
I love that movie. It is not a family movie.
Becky and I watched it both, without Ava, and even she was like, Mitch likes this?
It's
like,
hilarious.
I guess. It's kind of predictable and just...
So?
Are you going to... You'll stand behind that recommendation?
I will stand behind that recommendation.
Okay. But I did watch...
Robert Duvall is great in it.
Yes. Yeah, I liked his part. But Office Christmas Party, I said, well, I know that Mitch had watched this one, too. My wife's like, yeah, but is it going to be as bad as the last one? I said, well, there's only one way to find out. And that was actually really good.
Well, now we know it is actually good, because Wayne says...
That's right. Forget you guys. Regular Siskel and Ebert over here.
Right. Two thumbs way up from me.
Would you say it's better than Four Christmases?
No.
That's where you're wrong.
Mm.
So
this is great, because this has been an entire conversation between
that
you two.
You know nothing.
And then Mitch is like, well, I gave recommendations for Wayne for movies to watch. Not Aaron.
Oh, I could give you recommendations.
I solicited the recommendation, by the way.
Oh, so, you did? You asked for it on your own private chat, not our group chat?
No, it was a Friday afternoon that someone was busy. So you figure that one out, buddy.
Huh. Oh, I got a thing. What was my excuse last time?
I think it was you had to go home and scoop or something. Instead of coming by, you were going to go scoop.
Yep.
Because that snow wasn't going to be there when...
Well, we had to do it.
He had a full schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Had to get the neighbors out. The neighbors had to make it to Volga so he could do pulpit supply. Had to scoop them out. And then he brought over banana bread.
Oh,
that had cranberries and chocolate chips in it.
Is that...
Oh, I thought you were no carb.
Well, I didn't have any.
Oh, can we talk about that? That has been kind of hush-hush.
No, that's fine.
Are we willing to talk about how you've turned your back on your one true love in life?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll sneak a little here or there.
Yeah, he's drinking a beer right now.
Yeah.
This is low-carb beer.
Yeah, right.
It's made with the blood of animals.
Free.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only drink high-carb beer. That is a truth. And I only drink sugary liquors. That's also true.
Oh, you're
my Bailey's.
Yeah, you're an Irish cream.
Yeah. Anything that says cream, gonna have some carbs or some sugars behind it, some calories behind it.
You do need to counteract that by cutting out carbs elsewhere, I guess.
Well, carbs have been pretty well completely cut out elsewhere. So it's a lot of protein and a lot of broccoli. Like dinner today, steak tips and broccoli.
So
no breakfast.
We all have our motivations for wanting to lose weight. Mm-hmm. I heard some dumb commercials like, the average person tries to lose weight seven times. Seven times.
This is my seventh, I'm pretty sure. And I'm gonna win on this one.
You're in your early 40s. And
I'll do it this time.
You know, so you think about what some of the classic motivations. Like I can speak for my own life. Wanting to get a girl, and then wanting to get a girl, and then wanting to get a girl, and then wanting to keep a girl, and then wanting to get a girl again.
I thought you only lost weight the one time.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that was the first time I tried.
Oh.
Oh, you were successful one time.
Right.
Tried multiple times.
I was thinking you had six tries in the hopper yet.
No, that statement gets me in trouble.
No.
But, you know, so and you think about it like, oh, someone so-and-so's getting married, or, you know, you've got these big events that are coming up.
Had to fit into a dress, did you? Right. Well,
I consider myself fashion forward, but... But Aaron, why don't you explain to our lovely listening audience your primary motivation for losing weight?
It's an easy time to lose weight because you're depressed anyways because the sun never shines. It's up at 9, down at 4. Perfect time to just decide you're not going to eat. Taking a snowmobile trip this March and...
Don't want to die of a heart attack.
That's it. Yeah. Well, I was told by one of the guys that I might want to consider losing a little weight or getting into shape because I'll be scooping myself out since I'm a rookie snowmobiler and I'm taking my son and I'll be helping scoop him out. And it's just a lot easier to dig out if you're not just tired walking 10 steps because you're up in the mountains. And he said if you're too top heavy like I would be, it's harder to ride a snowmobile in the first place.
So I kind of envision this conversation happening over like you hovering over a plate of fried chicken.
No, we were just drinking. Aaron, I think we were just drinking a couple beers.
Maybe we should talk about what you've signed yourself up for.
You know, you can go the way you are, but
it's possible. However,
you might come back in a body bag.
I might need you to sign this insurance waiver.
So usually this is the time of year where I start thinking about it. When we were on radio, I did the keto thing with Lori.
Yep, that's right.
And that was hardcore keto. That was actual program. And I had to give up caffeine.
Oh, you were.
And alcohol.
You were miserable.
I was worse than miserable.
How many employees quit during this time?
I don't know. But I remember
the snack first, on some more nuts
the first week. Well, you couldn't really even have nuts even and everything had to be counted. But then with that company, how they made their money. I mean, doing keto is easy. You can just adjust what you're purchasing. But how do you make money from the company standpoint? They would sell you your carbs, basically. So you could have your carbs, yeah, but they had to come. So you would buy their noodles. You'd buy their snacks. You'd buy their breakfast thing or maybe a shake or something. And then you would count all that. And I did that to the T for 21 days and lost a ton of weight. I think like 16 pounds in 21 days.
Jeez.
And it was easy to lose weight, but very hard. Well, then you and I, Wayne, and went out and I ordered a Sam's. And that was it.
I feel bad about that because I
all it took. That was a good. We had a good run.
Yeah. I had given him so much crap. Like, oh well, I guess we're not friends anymore.
Yeah. So
since we can't drink beer together,
our only connections.
Well, it goes back to the last episode, right? You were talking about how you get men of a certain age together. Yeah. What motivations you have?
I'm in ketosis and I drink a Sam's with a decent amount of alcohol in it, and I had to hold onto the table to not float away.
One beer.
And I was like, that's really tasty. I'll probably have another tomorrow night. And then, yeah, it just
one
was,
thing led
it
to
was,
another.
Yeah, well, I could probably have some bread. Then pasta sounds good. How about some taters? Sweet corn? And then it just was done. And the 16 pounds came back pretty quick, you know, as it would when you're on a 4,000 calorie diet.
Is that full feed?
That's full feed.
That is full feed. What's your rate of gain?
That very
proud on yourself.
Blue ribbon is what it is.
I mean, the dollars that it cost for the food versus what I was putting on probably wasn't worth it, but very efficient.
And then there was the time where we tried the horse pills.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you and I both.
Well, not at the same time. That wasn't the same time, was it? No, it was a different time.
I had purchased some pills, and then it was like, oh.
Those were weight loss pills?
Yeah. Yeah, they were. But I think they shut down your liver and kidneys, and it just wasn't.
Yeah, they were equine in nature.
Was that before you bought the amphetamines or whatever they were?
That was before. Yeah, that was before.
Dietary supplement.
It's like when we were in our mid-30s, we just threw caution to the wind and took a pill.
Yeah, that was before.
I'll take that.
Before the Mexican meth, yeah.
Yeah.
The red.
Well, it was. You're like, well, it's the equivalent of blah blah blah. You know that you can get at the pharmacy. I'm like, oh, so you have a prescription for that? Well, no.
Cutting out the middleman.
Okay.
I see. I do actually have a like a half bottle of those Red Ragers yet.
Yeah,
I may just take some time if I really want to get angry at somebody.
You acted like I was so ridiculous for thinking like that's not a good idea.
Yeah, Mitch.
I read on this shady website on the dark web. They said
reviews
it's fine.
Were good.
Nothing but positive reviews.
That's right, all 5 stars.
My house has never been cleaner.
My dog no longer has fur from being overpet, but it's fine.
So that only lasted for a few weeks. Probably a good thing.
So what's different this time?
This time is a cheat. So I'm not giving up coffee. So
Have carbs. Well, because you drink fufu coffee.
Yeah, I was drinking mochas. So there's a lot of sugar there, right? So then I just went to straight black coffee. And I'm still enjoying a beer here and there. And my winter toddies, I have those at home. So giving all of the good things that the Lord has blessed us with up is tough. I can give up half of the good things the Lord blessed us with, but I can't give up 100%. I can hear someone yelling, broccoli is good.
I like broccoli.
I like
it's
it too.
It's my favorite vegetable.
How many times a week do you eat broccoli?
Every other day for sure.
Wow. I mean, I eat it. I like it. But every other day. Would you eat broccoli every other day?
I try to eat it almost every day.
But there's good broccoli. Well, I should say how it's cooked. You know, if it's cooked well, get some butter and some salt. Yeah, it's really good. I just don't like having to crunch it.
I eat it raw, usually.
Really?
No, I can't do it. I'm allergic.
I'm eating a ton of grass-fed beef.
Oh, really? Is that the elixir?
No,
is that what everyone needs in their life?
No, you burn more calories trying to chew it. I think that's the key. He's going to have this huge defined jaw when he's all done.
Joe Nellis right now is going, yeah, bitch, get it. Yeah.
Well, just so you know, it's all been ground already. Okay. Oh. So I'm not. No, I had a steak sundae for dinner.
A steak sundae sounds awesome.
A steak sundae. A steak on Sunday. And I had Hudson just cut these super thick. It was really good. And it actually came off a steer that wasn't really finished. I was surprised really how tender it was. So it's a lot of ground beef. Like, so I'll do spaghetti, right? But I'll only do a couple noodles, and I'll put a ton of ground, like 2 pounds of ground beef in with the sauce.
The sauce.
And then I'll take nearly probably 2/3 of a pound of ground beef just for myself. So then I'm getting a pile of protein. Yeah, I'm getting some carbs, but I'm well under half of the calories, maybe even a third of the calories I was doing before. I'd hate to guess how many calories are in a large mocha from Scooters.
It's like 350 or 400. I've been on their website before because
I'd be surprised it's that short.
3 cans of Mountain Dew would actually be healthier.
Well, because we got guys here in the shop that are into the fufu coffee stuff, and I'm not a fufu coffee guy.
Straight black.
Well, I don't mind like an Americano, I think is what they're called.
Is that coffee and milk?
No, that's just straight coffee. That's like a little thicker coffee.
Yeah, an espresso but I think
it's an espresso and water, I think is an Americano, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, if it's got good flavor, yeah, I'm all about it. But, you know, the black coffee from that establishment is the leaves a bit to be desired. I'm sure they've got great fufu stuff.
I couldn't break the habit of going through the drive-thru, but I could break the habit of buying a mocha. Just the little steps.
So instead,
do they still ask about your day when you buy the cheap coffee?
No, they still ask.
You only spent $1.39.
They still ask.
Who
for
cares
a tip.
What he's up to?
No, I think a regular coffee is like $3.
No, I don't think it's that bad.
I did comb the website to try and see if there was something like, I'm not a coffee guy, like a half calf, no soft, one of those guys. So I'm like, is there something on here that I would like that's not like just based entirely in sugar? And I couldn't find it. Sorry, Mitch, continue.
Yeah, well, I'm used to that. I'm not used to you apologizing for it. It threw me off.
I'm just shocked.
I didn't even know how to respond.
It's the season of forgiveness.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I forgive you.
No, what I was going to say, you ever gone in one of those places like with your wife and she orders the $8 coffee and then I'm like, I'll take a medium. Notice I didn't say venti like you wanted me to.
I'm going
to
talk American.
I want a medium black coffee. And they look at you like, you son of a bitch.
Like, how dare you sully our art?
You're going to talk our talk. You probably spit in your coffee.
No, I watch. I watch.
Well, I've been to those places before, and they're like, ah, oh, there's a carafe out there. Okay, thanks. Cool.
So when we go to Dubuque, when we leave Dubuque to head home, our thing that we do is we stop at Dunkin' Donuts.
Love
America
that coffee.
Runs on Dunkin'.
I love that coffee. That's the coffee we have at home.
That's pretty good coffee there. Yep. And they have a pretty good selection of donuts, too. So you buy 12 donuts, and away we go. Got a bowl in the back and donuts in the front. Let's go. coffee.
I couldn't give up coffee.
No. Well, I remember that.
For a while.
The first day when I did keto for real, I hurt so bad. Because I just didn't have coffee, and I remember going to Hy-Vee to buy groceries to have something at the shop that was healthy for dinner, and I just put the seat down in my truck and put my cap over my eyes, and I laid there for like an hour before I could get enough energy and feel good enough to walk into Hy-Vee. I mean, it hit me like a 2x4. And so that's why I kind of gradually went into this. It wasn't a cold turkey thing.
I don't think coffee is not keto. I mean, it's
the caffeine. That part of that deal was you got rid of caffeine.
Sure.
Violates ketosis or I don't know.
Who knows? But it was part of the thing. And
I get a buddy that's real into the ketosis thing. And he's that guy that I went down to Florida with, and we had to find the wing place because that's the only place he could eat.
Two days with you guys would just completely ruin him otherwise.
It was funny because since then, I was actually up there. I think I told the story, but up in Minneapolis here a while back. And I kind of joked with him about that. He's like, yeah, I guess I'm kind of reformed from that a little bit. But my dear wife's been sick all week. And even still, it's like I go to make coffee in the morning. And she's like, yeah, I make a little for me so I can just get through the day. You know, she needs her fix, even though she's worried about if she's going to upchuck it or not. Still needs the...
It's worth it. Worth the risk.
Still needs a fix. And I would do it too. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Agreed. I can't go without it. Well, I thought you were going somewhere more. We didn't know.
Me?
No, you.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
No, it just said
the leader, captain.
Yeah, you kind of steer this ship, man.
When you let go of the wheel,
the rudder just goes all one direction, and we have no idea where we're headed.
I don't know if you guys have noticed.
You talking to us or the listeners?
Yes. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I've made a conscious effort to pull back. It's not the Wayne Barahona featuring the DBA players. I want to give you guys more.
When did this start? Because I don't know. I don't really.
I want to say it was episode 50-ish with maybe.
I was thinking maybe last episode.
Some relapse.
I thought it was the last 30 seconds or something.
Because the last episode, I felt like I was given a platform. Kind of. I had a lot of stories to tell, and I thought maybe that was you were going to say. You know what? I've really gone about purposeful and. As of the last episode I began there, maybe you'll notice. And now you're saying episode 50?
Well, the 50's probably...
13 ago?
No, that's a guess. That'd be 17 ago.
17 ago?
No, 16.
I can't do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, no, I appreciate the effort.
That's good. Have you been getting feedback of people saying that we really miss you? Or
no.
The show's gotten more interesting?
Wait, are you even on the podcast anymore? I mean, barely talk.
I feel like the show's gotten less interesting, but that's probably because of other factors.
I have to fast forward a lot now.
I have to show my creativity through editing since I'm trying to, you know.
Well, you know, actually, I did notice that there's a less of a gap between the time we spent recording and what actually ends up making the podcast. So if you quit saying a bunch of stupid shit every episode that you had to cut out previously, I mean, that would explain
that. That would make sense. The math works out.
That 20 minutes of just garbage. Yeah. Now I made him mad.
No, just sad.
Oh, come on. Can't even I'm just be giving mad. You a hard time.
Can't even be mad anymore. Because it's Christmas.
You'll be okay. Just remember, gone is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird.
What the hell does that mean?
It's something about, it's Christmas time, so you should be happy all the time, not blue.
What the heck does that have to do with birds?
Yeah.
Meaning?
I don't know, but that's
a metaphor, Wayne.
Oh. You're a writer.
Here to stay, like you've, you know, gone turned over a new leaf.
Gone away is the bluebird.
Here to stay is the new bird.
It's the fourth time you've sang.
Third.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh my gosh.
Walking you just around. Said you like Christmas music. We're trying to help you out.
I'm just, this is now me fast forwarding to that whole editing thing you're talking about. God, what am I going to do with this?
Just apparently look for, Wayne look doesn't for understand the metaphors. Silence and just delete the silence. The rest is gold.
It pure is gold. Pure, pure gold.
Well, let's see if we can ride that golden tidal wave into segment two, which we'll have next. So here, as we sit and record this, it's the 21st of December. It's
the shortest daylight day of the year.
Is it the
yes?
Yeah, equinox? It's the equinox.
Yes. It only gets better from here.
Where's my broom?
Oh, yeah. We got to set up a broom, put some eggs up. Or maybe that's on March 21st. Is that just the spring one? September 21st. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You can balance an egg or whatever.
Right.
The world won't tip it over. Mm-hmm.
I just find it weird that we can... You know, the days get longer, but the days are getting crappier. Although this week, so as we record this, what is it, Wednesday today? Yeah, it Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We're on the eve of a blizzard warning.
Yes, a literal.
The weather app that I have had some sort of bombastic name for it.
Does this storm have a name?
I bet it
does.
They do now. That's a thing.
The weather winter channel storm, assigned it a name.
Winters, I think it was winter storm. No.
Charles.
Oh, that doesn't sound threatening enough.
That sounds like a very proper snowstorm. we'll go ahead and fall on your lawn and not on your driveway.
Winter storm Elliot.
Elliot.
Weather Channel has been naming storms for 11 seasons, says the top story here.
Good on them.
The next one, naming winter storms is ridiculous.
Don't you remember Winter Storm Elliot?
No.
We have a few too many to remember them by name. It's not like a big hurricane. I think hurricane. We
do. Yeah. And blizzards are really bad, but it's not like it lifts the roof off your house, and that's why you remember that storm.
I mean, you hear about the blizzard of 75 because that was, you know, an extreme outlier.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to remember
and
that.
I was in, well, I'm sure you guys were, well, you were probably a little too young, Mitch, but the winter of 91.
Oh, yeah.
Blizzard
that was
of 91.
Halloween.
Yep.
Yep.
That's why every Halloween, or as we get close, I think to myself, we've gotten a blizzard in a week or tomorrow or today or whatever. And it's like, and then you'll have a Halloween where it's 70.
Right.
We've had a blizzard today?
How could that be?
So nice.
So has this changed your mind about global warming?
It's called climate change, Wayne.
Oh, yeah. And
it's called climate change. I don't know. Are things getting worse or are we just reporting on them better?
Hmm.
And hearing about them much more. I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah, good point.
I will say that that in my short lifetime, purely with anecdotal evidence, it does seem like the extremes are more extreme. I don't ever remember, but I'm only 42, so what does that mean? If you had a 600-year-old person, they'd probably say, oh, no, this is nothing new. This has been happening whenever.
Well, I can tell you right now, I've had to pay to have my snow scooped more times this year than I did all last year.
Yep. That's bad. Last year had effectively erased every other winter from my memory. And I just launched right into this winter thinking, I'll scoop snow
the snowblower.
Twice. Yeah. Yeah. We did that. We got some snow removals from a gentleman in Sanborn. and he had donated 2 season-long snow removals to our harvest sale.
Oh my!
So when I talked to him this year, right? So that when is I talked to him gamble. This year about it, he's like, "Boy, I turned out really good last year, didn't I?" I was like, "Yes, sir, you did, Gary. You could have given 10 away for what you thought you would be doing." But yeah, this year, so he gave one, and then we've purchased the second one, or gave him some for the second one. But yeah, he's moved snow more times than what he did all last year already. But I suppose guys that do that, who might be like landscaping crews or diggers or whatever, that's probably a blessing for them.
Oh, 100%.
Because last year was terrible.
They actually get some revenue. Yeah, they didn't.
You can only wash the skid loader so many times.
Right.
Change its oil.
Yeah,
so
the oil
times.
Is still fresh. Yeah.
Yeah, I hire mine done, and I think last year, and it's depends on how much snow there is, but $20-$30 catches most events, and I think I spent under $100 last year.
So yeah, I did. That was my awesome. Bill was under $100. Yep. Now I bet I already have that spent.
For sure.
Oh yeah, me too. Well, we got tomorrow's our 6th snow day. No
is
school
it really?
Day already.
Yeah.
Poor kids will be going till the 4th of July next summer.
No, I
keep reminding them of that when they're excited about a snow day. Like, you're going to be pissed.
You're going to be sitting staring out the window.
And you could be outside playing, going to the pool, and you're going to be at school.
Does that mean that Sheldon won't open the pool until the kids are out, because it's like the high school kids are the lifeguards.
They need lifeguards. Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
Because I think with all of the extracurriculars anymore, the pool opens late and closes early the way it is.
Yeah.
It's hard to find lifeguards that can work.
Hard to find good help. Right?
It is hard to find good help.
You seem to have plenty of it, though. Like, you're
all of a sudden.
Yeah, you're just like swimming in guys.
So we had
never mind. Sorry.
It's raining men over there. Wait, what, Wayne?
We had our Christmas party last Friday night.
We did.
Yeah, went down to Sioux City. No, I'm just kidding. We stayed local. But we had, it never fails. Never fails. This guy calls. I went to the bank, and I did bonuses. Not the right way, as far as my accountant told me, but I did bonuses, and you got the stack of envelopes, and then all of a sudden you have a customer call, and something's gone horribly wrong at a job that two of your guys were at, and you're just like, never fails. I want to take the money out of two of those envelopes and stuff it in my pocket. I am pissed.
This is what you cost me.
I was, and then I had a third something come up, and it happened like, so we start at 7, and it happened at like 5:30 till 6:30. I had multiple conversations. It just like piled up. And I get to the Christmas supper, and I'm like all butthurt about different things. And you want to tell the guys like, hey, what were you thinking when this happened or that happened? And, you know, we're going to take care of it. It's going to be fine. But you're there at the Christmas party. You're like, oh, ha, 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 ha. And the year before, I gave an incredible rousing state of the SP speech.
You got a standing ovation.
I did. They gave their
mind cure.
Yes, they gave their bonuses back. It was so good. Just kidding. But it's like, I couldn't even bring myself. I just was so down. And now, of course, the problems were taken care of. It was nothing like what you thought it was at the time.
So now you look like a jerk.
Did you
keep your emotions on the inside?
Oh, yeah. I was fun and happy and whatever.
Hope you're having
it's
fun.
Fine. No. The rest of the drinks are on their tab.
That's right. No. I will only be buying soft drinks for everybody.
That's right, because some of you might need to go on an emergency service call.
And want to let you know, there will be no appetizers. If you want some, you can order them yourselves on your own ticket. And you'll be choosing between chicken and a salad.
What a healthy choice.
It never fails. It's like you assign, you're ready to lavish praise on all of your men, and then all of a sudden something happens and you're like,
son of a biscuit eating bulldog.
I just have really, but the seasons of being upset are so short, but I really do have a good group of guys, but it just never fails. It's like I should do bonuses like on Monday. and then eat on Friday.
That's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do.
Or here's your bonus amount as of today. Depending on what happens this week, we will see what.
That's right.
How much is left?
Or hey, well, you take it a step further.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. That was a joke. I would never do that.
Say, all right, each one of you gets a $5,000 bonus, and you say that on January 1.
Okay.
Your mess ups will just subtract from that.
Okay.
Yep. And if you get below zero, we'll just deduct it from your check.
That's negative reinforcement, though. That doesn't work. You're making it punitive.
I don't see what the problem is with that.
Maybe their damage is punitive to my bottom line.
You get a big bonus this year, Mitch? Or I shouldn't say a big bonus. But does Iowa State Bank do bonuses?
How much money did you get?
I would say anything over 50
bucks.
We want
to see pay stubs.
Right.
Yeah, no, they treat us really well. We had a really nice Christmas party, about 2 weeks ago. Really nice.
Five-figure bonus?
Just
six-figure?
Yeah. Keep going, bud. No. We're not going to get into that. Other than they treat us all very well. And in my table at the Christmas party, we won the trivia contest. That was our activity for the evening. So that was
all the managers.
No,
or all the vice presidents had their own table and won.
We have assigned seating at the Christmas party, which is actually really fun.
So they put you in one place, your wife in another.
No. You get to sit with
that's
your,
why it was so
your
fun.
Plus one. But I actually like that because then you get to talk to people that you wouldn't otherwise.
Yeah, that is nice. It is fun. We had somebody that manages multiple units call this week, and that individual has decided to begin to pour out their heart to me because I'm just such a likable person. Mm. And they were like,
at least you playing one on the radio.
They said, I only got a $50 bonus. Do they have any idea what kind of money I've saved the ownership? Because they would go unclog toilets or change batteries and thermostats.
Well, then I would just quit doing all that stuff.
Correct. But anyway, she had made that point. And then a week later, yesterday, she calls and says, well, they want some price on some heaters that we never use but are broken, but now they want to replace them. Apparently, they've got $10,000 for stupid heaters and 50 bucks for me.
Sorry. Was this the same person that was also looking for Tyler's cell phone number? Because perhaps there's they ain't looking for nothing but a good time.
Tyler talks too much.
You're the one that told us that story.
No, I'm just saying Tyler talks to the customers too much. Very, very likable individual.
He really is.
Very likable.
Just that smile.
Too likable. Yeah.
By all age groups, apparently.
But that $50, that does seem, you might as well do nothing.
I think so.
It almost seems.
It's like a 5-cent raise.
Right. Yeah.
But.
You're almost trying to send a message.
Gosh, okay. Negatively. So you guys, hold on. Slow down.
I have to write this down.
Well, yeah.
How many guys did I give nickel raises to and $50 bonuses?
I worked somewhere. At one of my many previous jobs, I was in charge of the Christmas party. And they said, well, there's a $15 budget per employee.
So we're getting Happy Meals or what?
Subway, 6-inch subs only, no sides. Yep. What the hell do you expect? No, do something nice. What? And the leadership lived out in BFE, South Dakota. So maybe they thought you could take him to a steak dinner for that. And I was like, I don't know what we're... how can I even do anything that's not going to be insulting to you for $15?
Yeah.
Make sure they bring their spouses, too. Oh, yes. All right. Waters and bread and butter for everyone. What in the hell?
So we've actually got our Christmas party figured out. We're having one this year.
Yay!
We figured it out. It's a done deal.
You know where you're going and what you're doing and everything?
Absolutely. So we will have dinner at Brady's. We're going to have a customized menu.
Ooh.
Talk to Justin himself. He's working on it feverishly, so I'm very excited about that. And then we're going to come back here, and we are going to have a Mario Kart tournament.
That sounds like a good time.
Yep.
No.
For your boys.
In this room here?
No. No. Out there with the projector and big sound system.
Cool.
And, and then, yeah, play for some prizes and some giveaways. And it'll be a hot dog, a hoot nanny, and just an all-around good time.
Well, for sure. Good thinking. Or is that someone else's recommendation?
It's all me.
That's all you.
Because I finally got over myself. I wanted to try and please everyone.
Yeah, well, that was dumb.
It was.
That's not like you at all.
I know. It's the school got in my head.
You decided to please yourself, and they're all going to like it anyway.
Oh, yeah. I guess, kind of, about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we've gotten the Nintendo Wii out, speaking of which, because I guess this is kind of connected. My daughter and I are bonding like none other. The Nintendo Wii is awesome. Some of the games she plays are dumb, and I tell her.
Mm-hmm.
But when we can play golf and I can beat her, I love it.
Nothing like crushing your kid at a video game.
You got to keep them humble.
That's right.
Like I've always said, season your children with disappointment.
Oh, I've been seasoning Wyatt lately. We got this football game for the Wii. And, you know, he doesn't know what he's doing, calling plays and stuff yet. So I just torch him all the time. And
Good job calling a jet sweep against a blitz.
Yeah, exactly. I almost made him cry the one night because I could rub. Good. Rubbing it in, and I'm like, well, get over it. Get better.
That's right.
You know? So then I softened a little. I was like, okay, maybe I'm taking a little
after Greta chewed you out.
Probably, right? Yeah. So for Christmas, I got Ava Christmas presents for me. So I got her
an Xbox.
No,
and then I got her
your favorite gin.
You really like me when I drink this.
I really like me. Oh, no, that's not a good sign.
You want Daddy to be tolerable, right?
Now stop. I feel like, man, this is the clip they're going to play at my intervention.
This is when we knew.
The boys were on to something when they brought this up. I got her the Nintendo Rock Band set. So like the drums and guitar. Awesome. And
found that on Marketplace?
Yes, sure did.
That a boy.
You betcha.
Can you invite us over to do that sometime, please?
I want to do that. Yeah, like as I think it would be like a cool thruples thing.
Yeah.
Like where you just have like a bunch of people over and just do that kind of stuff. I think it'd be a lot of fun. Like, I don't know, maybe Aaron too. Remember being of that age where you get together with other couples and do the bowling and tennis and that kind of stuff, because it was just, it didn't, you know, you didn't have a whole lot of, like, it wasn't like a whole like game that you needed to be super into for hours and hours on end. It was just kind of a fun throwaway.
You can talk and have a beer or whatever while you're doing it, and it's not an activity that's too engaging.
You're right. Yeah.
But it's something to do versus sitting there.
That breaks the ice a little bit.
Works good. How's work and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going bowling for my side for our Christmas.
Really?
Seriously?
Yeah, the Monday after Christmas. So next week, Monday, we'll be going bowling.
So are you still doing your week-long feasts, the week of feasts?
It's much different now that my sister and brother-in-law have moved to Sioux Center. Because when they were living in California,
they'd come
here. So then it was like a week long thing,
right?
So every night they were here, every day they were here, they'd be at mom and dad's. Well, then everybody would go there. So now it's much more abbreviated, but in that respect, mom and dad went out to eat with my sister and brother in law and their daughter last night because they'd gone to the Christmas program. So that's fun.
Sure,
people here.
So yeah, I'll just take this engine and or the transmission and just throw her into reverse here quick. But so yesterday, right? Yeah, it was yesterday.
This isn't a bathroom story, right?
It's not.
Okay.
It's not.
Okay. Just making sure. After the last one, there's a moratorium on that.
We talked to you about this beforehand.
I know.
But yet Wayne does not have any assurance that you're not going to do it anyhow.
Remember when I talked about how I was letting you guys talk more? It's because of... Never mind. Anyway. For the first time in, what has it been, 3-4 years, I sat in the control room A.
Oh yeah.
I saw a picture.
At the headquarters.
Yep.
KIWA FM.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird.
Did you push a red button and talk?
I did not.
Well, no, that would have been so fun.
I was there for...
Put a little cookie in. See if anybody hears it.
No. I was there for to take care of technical matters, as I am wont to do with super high tech. But yeah, as I was sitting there, I think I was more marveled at how much really hadn't changed. Like there's a new board, so that was fun.
Is it like, ooh, digital?
It is all digital. Mm. But yeah, the computer's the same. I think the background on the computer is the same.
The computer program looks the same.
Yeah. Microphone smells the same.
It does. Yeah.
Chair's the same. Yep. Carpet's the same. Yep. Paint's the same.
And I was just, it was very, very nostalgic.
Really brought you back.
It did.
Did it make you thirsty?
You know, for like 30 seconds, it did. It was like, I remember the power that I yielded from. No, it was more of a, man, these were. And I guess I did get nostalgic because, you know, like I hadn't been up that alleyway in 4 years. And how long? Okay, has it been three? Two and a half, right? Because it was April.
It was 2020.
Yeah.
Two and a half years.
2.5 years. And, you know, so then I start thinking about, like, yeah, I remember that was my first place I ever lived on my own, and, you know, first real job I ever had.
You were tearing up. You were getting puffy-eyed.
I wasn't quite that, because they had some serious issues that needed taken care of. But in the interim, while I was waiting for things to load, yeah, then I got puffy-eyed.
Then you, speaking of Christmas bonuses, you thought, well, $50, that was like a week's pay. You know what? Never mind. I'm good where I'm at.
There were things that reminded me of what it was like, that reminded me of how grateful I am to be where I'm at. I'll just leave it at that. But it was, you know, that was 2003 when I first got there. So it was just like, holy crap. Like, that was a lifetime ago in, you know, dog years.
Well, 20 years is a long time.
Gosh, yeah, you're right. It's going to be 20 years. Hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get puffy eyes.
It was summer, right?
May, yeah.
Well, we better throw a party. 20 years behind a microphone.
And I was only going to be here for like three.
Yeah, you were going to be the number one DJ in Minneapolis.
I was destined. And like the radio show that I listened to out of Minneapolis, like the guy went to Brown roughly around the same time that I did. And it's like,
it's not fair.
That could have been me. And then I think about what's going on up there, and is it better you than me? So I'm very grateful from where I ended up. But it was, yeah, it was just weird because it was the first time that I had actually sat in that chair since the farewell show. And it was
the farewell
show. There was no farewell tour.
There will be no farewell tour.
And I got to talk to Larry. And Larry
was there?
Oh, yeah. So we, oh, man. That was. He still has his left-handed quips where you have to sit and you have to think for a second, like, you sly devil, I see what you mean there. But yeah, he's in like semi-retirement, and then Joe Nillis was there. So
no
I talked
way.
To Joe, and it was a regular trip down memory lane.
Is he still fill in there or what?
He's doing basketball for him.
Oh,
he's calling
that's
Boyden
right.
Hall
I
basketball.
Did know that.
Basketball.
I did know that.
Because his daughter plays, I believe, for Boyden Hall's basketball team. So he's doing that, and I got LA and Kurt doing the other side, and man, it was I won't say it was fun, paid well, but
they haven't paid their bill yet. What are you talking about?
You are correct.
Well, I host them pretty good.
they were charged a fair day's wage for a fair day's work.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. But yeah, it was. Yeah, I'll stop. Oh, but yeah, it was just weird. Having gone back there, I don't.
We're gonna lose him.
Yeah, I think probably next week he'll text us and say, "So,
signed a non-compete."
Something to.
No.
Go back to long days and little pay.
Although,
sell your house on South 9th.
Yep. Move back over
back into the apartment behind the radio station.
Your wife would, she'd support you.
Oh, I'm sure. She would be all about that dream. You do you, honey.
I think about it. Let's see. It's the 21st as we record this. I think it was January 3rd. So maybe a matter of a couple weeks from now, we'll have been in business 10 years, super high tech. So talk about a woman who's made sacrifices. Hey, we're married. By the way, I'm going to start this business. So don't spend any money ever. And we waited 3 years, I think, to go on our honeymoon. And I guess I'm just surprised, looking back on it, that I didn't know either of you then. Like, it seems like we've known each other forever, but that was only 10 years ago and you guys weren't around.
You knew us then. I joined EMA in 2012.
Yeah, and you were full-time on the radio when I gave furnaces away. It was right there. It was because...
Because that would have been like the winter. Ooh. Well, that would have been the year prior, actually.
Yeah, so that would have been,
in 2011.
I think you guys started the morning show.
Well, because when
before I moved to Sheldon,
we started the morning show 10 years ago because John was born, and the next day we did the morning show.
Right.
Okay.
And I came to town and gave furnaces away 12 years ago because that's how old Bella is. Mm. Because she was,
I remember
lots of big decisions made while in the maternity ward at Sanford. Let me tell you.
That's right, because that's when, because wasn't that, or was it Asa that you, or no, it was Bella when you bought out.
When I called Doug and asked him if he'd be interested in selling, and he said, nope. And then the phone rang like 5 minutes later.
Yep.
Oh, let's talk. And the rest is history.
That's right. I remember riding around in your truck, and we were trying to figure out like which one of these people deserves a furnace, and which one of them is just trying to hose.
Yeah, who
this
has,
guy?
Yeah, we were running around trying to see what type of chimney the furnace had, so we could tell whether it was a high efficiency or not. Mm.
I learned a lot about high efficiency furnaces.
And I said, this person has a high efficiency furnace.
They're off
the list.
We'll
take them off the list. Yep. Because they won't really gain anything from this new furnace other than longevity, but their month-to-month bill won't change.
And then he ended up giving the furnace to someone that owed him money.
That owed me money. That was a huge.
Did you not rig the...
No, we did not.
No.
That was the toughest pill to swallow, was we did not rig the selection process. I had to sit there with my mouth shut. With this group, like, this guy really deserves it, and then we'll give it to him. And I went, that guy owes me money. Doggone it. You telling me? We can, like, not give it. No.
I didn't know this till years later.
Well, you could have I didn't say I would install it and then, leave it on a pallet in his front yard or something.
No, we put it. I'm pretty certain he eventually did pay his debt, but. That was tough. That was a real conflict. I was like, are you telling me I'm going to give a $4,000 deal to someone who has refused to pay me for work I've done for months?
Mm-hmm.
And then we did it.
We reserve the right to reject
any and all. And I'm sure I could have said, no, they're off the list.
Yeah, you could. But you.
I tried
maybe
to be above board or what I thought was above board.
You shouldn't have been.
Yeah. Aaron,
that was dumb.
Aaron didn't know that every single radio giveaway is rigged. So
I do now.
I know how it all works now.
Overtaking caller 9.
Yeah, bull you are. You're taking whoever the nuts you want.
Yeah.
That's true. Boy, sure took a long time to get in. How many lines do you have? Oh, boy.
That's why when there's a door prize at any like open house you go to, I'm not saying this is true at Iowa State Bank, but I'm just saying at other places, they never draw when people are still there.
Right? Yeah.
Because I don't care what business it is, every business has somebody that they're like, oh, no freaking way.
Uh-uh.
I don't care that it's a koozie.
Nope.
He ain't getting a koozie. Not on my dime.
Oh.
Ain't happening.
Yeah, Aaron's dime was $4,000 to somebody that owed him money.
But the guy, he had, truly the gentleman had done a lot for the community and this and that, but That don't just because you do a lot for the community don't mean you're good at paying your bills.
It just means that he needed.
Yeah, that doesn't excuse thievery.
But he's such a nice guy. Yeah. Oh, I'd forgotten about that. Thanks, Wayne.
It was years after that that you actually finally told me.
It's because I was just really ashamed. Just like.
Then you had to probably tell your mom that.
I can't believe I was such a pansy.
I don't think I would ever dare tell my mom that.
Well, now she knows.
She would say, you are too stupid to run this thing. You're fired. So that's a decision you're going to make.
Well, that was 12 years ago. I mean,
well, bygone be bygone.
The statute of limitations is worn off. I mean, though your mother never forgets, well, hopefully this will...
She'll laugh it off, I'm sure.
It's funnier now.
I think so. Made for a good laugh. But no, those were the days. Yeah, 12 years ago. That's good. Good times.
Oh, and I talked to Mike Vogel, by the way.
Oh, is this... Do we have time?
Do we need to go to the third segment?
We need to break. Okay. And then
we'll have time.
Yeah, because I...
He's not going to, like, walk in now, right? No,
he's going to be like a Kool-Aid.
Yeah, don't ever try.
Boom, right through
right
the door.
Through the wall.
Listen here, mother trucker. No, we'll be back with more after this. Keeping your heads over your earphones so you can hear when you burp, or how?
Nope. Just busy thinking.
What are you thinking about, buddy?
Always thinking.
What's on your mind?
What did we forget to do today?
That you won't do tomorrow.
Ah, crap. Oh, don't worry. They will call and remind you.
Well, that's true. Yeah. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. I had somebody call me at 4:03 Sunday morning. 4:03 to tell me.
A.M.?
A.M.?
Yep. I looked at him like, oh, what's this? Oh, forget it.
Are you still the on-call guy?
Mm-hmm. And then it went, and I went, oh, they left a message. So then it prints it out in a text.
Yeah, this is so-and-so.
I got home from the bar.
That was worse.
So, it's still warm in my house, but I noticed my heat pump isn't running. You can come out here and take a look.
Like,
no.
What? The house was still warm?
Yeah, so you have backup heat in the house, like Mitch's situation.
Mm-hmm.
Your outdoor unit takes a crap. Who cares? Wait till Monday. Then let me know. The message on the machine says, if this is an emergency that needs immediate attention. Oh, it's voiced over by you. Thanks, Wayne.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Got new phones. Got a new voice. And yeah, it's like they just don't get it sometimes. It's like...
Well, their definition
of an emergency.
It.
Well, right. A little old lady who has nothing to do all day, her emergency is her drippy faucet.
Right.
And she wants that taken care of today. And if it's not taken care of in 3 days, you've known about this for 3 days. Why are you doing calls that came in today? You knew about mine 3 days ago.
What's your definition of an emergency, Mitch? I'll start with you. Like, at what point do you jump
within,
that's maybe too broad of a question, but, you know, we talk about... So Mitch and I both had like garage issues within the last month that have needed to be dealt with, right? And Greta actually texted me Sunday, like, you still got the number of the guy that does the garage doors? And I said, yeah, you know, why? What's up?
Yeah, and we weren't, our intent wasn't, well, our garage door, it has to be working. It's a life or death situation.
Well, would you explain what happened?
Yeah, our garage door, well, they had worked on it, this outfit that worked on it like 3 weeks ago, fixed some stuff, replaced the spring. Well, we talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah,
the spring broke while
I
was here.
Yep. Well, that's replaced right. While you were here, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Literally while we were recording. Yeah. And anyway, I don't know what happened. They said they're not going to charge me for the return call. So I'm assuming they missed something or screwed something up, which is fine. Stuff happens.
Yeah, it
it's
does.
Not the end of the world.
But it's always
at a very inconvenient time.
Yes.
It's Sunday afternoon. I had just run and got a jug of milk at Hy-Vee, come home, and all of a sudden the freaking garage door is half up, cocked, And
I know, like, the sound.
Ah, and there's a really Jeep hanging right out of it. Oh, no. No.
Not this time.
No, the door did it on its own. Time.
But it's like, it's just when, you know, when it was starting to get really cold, and I'm looking at the forecast, and I'm like, you know, Wednesday or later, they probably ain't coming. So now I got 2 days. I can't even... You know, I don't really want to call them today, but I do want to get my name on the list today.
So
because I bet there's 10 other people that had the same thing this afternoon.
It's mm-hmm. Sunday afternoon. I'm at family Christmas, and I get a text from Greta. So do you still have the number?
Well, we didn't know you were at family Christmas, and you didn't have to reply right away.
No.
So.
But I
can see text when it's not important. An emergency. Yeah, I just wanted to have the guy's number in my back pocket because I'm envisioning we leave a voicemail, and who knows if they check their voicemails right away in the morning. I'm thinking, well, maybe I can, if nothing else, if it's the same guy that we had, maybe I can shoot him a message or send him a text, you know, with a picture of right, what's going yeah. on.
Look at you screwed up, jerk! Does this look like a problem to you?
I certainly didn't expect somebody to come on a Sunday, but I did not want to go through the blizzard with my garage door unable to work.
So it was very... I had an internal conflict, right? Because Aaron and I are in similar industries where we are service-based.
I want his number. I want to cut the red tape.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh.
So, hey, you're forgetting that I worked at John Deere for 11 years and absolutely...
In the sales department.
Bull. People called me all weekend, all the time, spring and fall... With
you sold me this
technology that, issues.
That, no, you're right. You're right. I remember being all at Twins games with you, and you're like, "Oh no, all just a minute. You got
to
take this."
I literally had skipped church to bring somebody a loner beanhead. I once went down to Sioux City at 4 a.m. and drove a tractor all the way up on Sunday morning at 5 a.m.
Good
drove
goodness, it all the way up. To
I
really
see why you're working at any bank.
So
whatever.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
Toss this job.
All right, yep.
Well, yeah. In hindsight, I'm like, why the hell did I do that? That was dumb. Because mm-hmm. then the next thing I sold them, they still put the screws to me. Like I had never done any of that. Didn't buy you any loyalty with half. Mm-hmm. Some people it does.
Farmers.
Some people it definitely
doesn't. Some people it does
it
not.
Just, it just raises the bar for what they expect the next time.
Mm-hmm.
So I certainly 100% expect that. But also, the place that I worked at John Deere, our expectations for ourselves were very high. And if we screwed something up and caused a problem for you, yeah, damn right, we're going to ruin our Saturday night and make it right and fix it. Yep. So I view it from that lens, like, I do expect other people to treat it that way too.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So... I get both sides, I guess.
So, yeah, like I said, I had my moment of internal conflict. I'm like, oh, this poor guy. But at the same time, my friendship trumps that. So, so the number was given.
Well, I'm not going to be an ass to the guy. And because, I've been on the other side of it.
So, I assumed that he instantly said, listen here, MF-er. You know, he went all like Samuel L. Jackson
never,
on the bit.
I would never.
Look at what you did. Look what you did, you jerk. Got another Home Alone reference. But I was surprised to hear that you did not. And you so Mitch rigs up this whole like he's got this whole like cardboard
rebuilt your bottom panel.
Basically.
With the level and duct tape.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I could see the laser was out and
you did a very nice
job. There was way too much dust in his garage for his liking.
Yeah, Mitch sent it out and said, "Look at this awesome solution I have to my problem."
And then Aaron's like, until you try and open it.
Wasn't going to try to close it.
It might be a problem.
I just wanted to keep the cold air out of my garage.
Yeah, and you get 5 stars, 5 out of 5 for that. Did a great job.
And also, thank you for taking some of my trash. So, everybody wins.
Yeah, there was more here than I envisioned. Yeah,
a lot of things come in boxes, is what he's talking about,
there
Aaron.
There was more garbage sitting around than you expected.
Oh, my even gosh. More. Yes, the room where he hides the cardboard, I mean, full, completely full. You can't even walk in
there. Did you have a hard time choosing which one you wanted? There was so many choices.
So many choices.
Well, you probably have camera footage of me sorting through trying to find the best boxes out of there.
While he's holding his nose.
Well, this is only 3-ply cardboard. I'd really like 4.
You came through. You saved me, though, because our recycling had just been picked up, so I didn't have any cardboard laying around.
That recycling that comes around too often here in Sheldon.
No, I'm like, I just got rid of an entire pallet of cardboard waste that I'd been storing for a freaking month. And then I was like, well, I bet Greta's got a dumpster out at the rec center. I'm like, well, hopefully, because that's a separate schedule, you know, that's a not on the city thing. It's a dumpster. I'm like, I bet there's cardboard in there. They get boxes all the time. Go out there, dumpster dive, freaking nothing.
I'm like, Mitch's feet swinging in the air. He's down inside the dumpster, so I'm thinking, around. Yeah. Get out of the way, raccoon.
Who do I know that hoards trash?
Wayne!
Wow. Wow. I see how it goes.
I kid. You helped me out of a jam. I appreciate it.
I tell you what, I was literal minutes away from a nap. I was in napping position.
Oh, man. I inconvenienced you in so many ways on that day.
You really did, because, yeah, I had finally gotten home from family Christmas, got to take my pants off, which is my normal, you know.
Didn't need to know that part.
Sunday afternoon attire, and I was going to take my...
just waltzing around in the whitey tighties.
Yeah, right. Come on. I went to Aaron Lawn School. I know that that's
somebody
not a thing.
Somebody clued you in at 18.
Oh. Well, anyway.
So anyway, I was just about to go for a long winter's nap, and then Mitch was like, you know, hey, do you guys have any cardboard? And I said, yeah, I knew that we had some around. I'm like, I'm not going to go down there. If I do, I'm certainly not putting pants on. Nope, I can do it from my phone. Okay, I can open the garage door from my phone.
I mean, we're friends, but I wouldn't drive 6 blocks to help you in an emergency.
Yeah, I would give you advice. Like, hey, what? Use something different. Like, stuff some blankets down there. Make that be your barrier. But anyway, then I realized that it would be very convenient for me to open the door from my phone and then allow him to close it. And then I just followed them on my phone.
I mean,
we're
good enough friends. I would push a button on my phone for you.
Any day of
very
the week.
Very generous.
Don't you forget it. Any day of the week. I'm here for you.
When your garage door broke, I was out to supper with my family. And I told them to hurry up and get their butts done eating so I could rush across town to help you.
Wow.
And then you called me off when I was halfway there.
Really quite a difference.
Quite a difference in responses there. Huh?
No, wait a second.
Boy, I didn't realize there was quite an imbalance.
Did I give you any less service than you gave me?
I mean, when it's all said and done.
Right.
But my intent was to come and help. I was going to grab my
judge,
tools.
No, you can judge intent all
he
you want.
He would have put his blue lights on had he had any.
Official EMA call.
Out of my way,
and had it
you
been,
law-abiding citizens.
Had it been a life and death experience, I would have put pants on. I didn't have to.
Dragged my feet for 20 minutes to see if he really needed me.
I didn't expect you. I figured you were like at your house, scratching your bald spot, wondering, oh my gosh, what am I going to do about this? And then got in your truck and then drove over. But no, I didn't realize you were like on the road. And then it's like 30 seconds here. Oh, well, that's lucky for me.
Oh, no, man, I was just open the door. My head. I had a plan of action. I knew what I was doing.
You are a man
He's
of action.
He's a problem solver.
Yeah. Put that on my resume.
That's right.
Problem solver.
That's right. Because you're going to have to issue it to somewhere else here. No. You're going to be about that time.
Like they're going to fire me?
No. It's just that's when the wanderlust happens.
No. I'm good.
I wonder if I could do, I could probably do a job in the garage door industry.
Well, I probably could.
LinkedIn.
Oh, from what I saw, I certainly could. Wow. All you got to do is screw stuff up.
No. They were very good and made it right with me and came back and fixed it. And that's all I would ask.
And I'm not going to mention them, but this is you think this particular bill was addressed to Gertha? Yeah. Gertha Geese.
I've been calling her that now, and she absolutely loves it.
I'm sure she appreciates shit out of that.
Yeah. Oh, Mitchell.
I was like, what is mail to Gertha Geese? Oh, my gosh. I don't know where they come up with that.
I don't know either.
I don't even know if that's actually a name, but I like it.
I'm looking at G-R-E...
Well, Gertha was G-E-R-T-H-A was how they spelled it on the envelope.
There's, I mean, if you're
type it wrong or right or awkwardly. I mean, I guess you can get there.
No.
Oh, so, yeah, the Mike Vogel responds. I suppose we better do that before we put name in on the sermon. He was texting me.
It wasn't.
Was it a phone call? No, it was a text. It was like no. I was doing some.
He
like,
was too mad to call.
I was doing some family stuff, and
he tried to call.
Actually, I think he probably did. Oh, all right. So it starts Saturday afternoon.
Oh, is this a multi-paragraph?
I mean, the ink was still wet at that point.
In Sioux City, just listen to parts 1 and 2 of the newest podcast. And then there's a pause. Mitch has a far better recollection of the first time I met him than I do.
Oh, was I inaccurate?
I guess that means I got to go with his recollection. Okay. I will be on narcotics in a few weeks after my surgery on December 28th. Narcotic Mike might be entertaining.
Actually, probably. Yeah. Yes.
And then a couple of hours later, he said, segment 3 was really good. To which I said, yeah, I think Aaron is really onto something. To which he responded, our kids, Omaha Church pushes hard on small groups of all kinds. Pretty sure it's what propels their growth. And that's what he said.
Well, I thought there would be more feedback than that, honestly.
And then the phone call game.
No. Let me play the recording.
No, so the phone call was, so you think I'm going to come in there? You think I'm going to, you know, cause a big fuss? You think I'm going to maybe become sensational or start raising my voice? But what you don't understand is I work in trucking. I got to deal with people like Mitch all the time. I know.
East Coast liberals.
I know how to handle them, and I welcome the opportunity to be invited on when and if you see fit.
Wow.
So that's the response.
So restrained.
He really was.
He meant that as an incredible insult.
Only if you take it that way.
I know that's what he meant.
Well, can you say what he meant, or are you not him?
I'm not him, but I've heard him talk about some of the truck drivers that he deals with, so I know exactly what he meant.
Oh, was he talking about truck drivers, or was he talking about the schedulers and the people?
Either way,
we'll have to ask for some clarification, I guess.
When he comes on narcotics.
Just when he calls Wayne.
Well, no. I embellished our first meeting that I think would be clear to anyone.
He asked me if I remembered that time, and I said, yes, I do. We were sitting right in these spots, and he came in with a bottle of Lady Bly and was like, so this is where you guys do your thing. Okay, so, and then, yeah, he had some fun. The thing that I wasn't going to ambush you. I wasn't going to be like, ha, get him. So, he was like, so do you want me in? Because I got some mixed feedback on the podcast, and I said, well, I'll ask for clarification.
Do you want me in?
In here to be on a podcast to talk.
Well, I would welcome Mike to come on, as long as it's not. Mike and Wayne tell Mitch how stupid he is for a half an hour.
Mike and Wayne.
Did I say Mike and Wayne?
You sure did.
Oh, well, I didn't mean to. I meant to say just Mike and Wayne, because Aaron wouldn't.
I'm friendly. Big friendly.
Whatever. I've heard you go take him to task over his clothing choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, but that's more fun.
That was like catty.
Yesterday, my V-necks came in. How fun is that?
Well, there you go.
Yes, I threw them in the laundry right away. I'm so excited to wear them Sunday. One. I ordered 6. One for every day of the week.
You're welcome.
And then I'll have to wear one.
All right. Welcome to the 21st century, bud.
Yeah, thank you.
Nipples away!
Covered!
I guess that's a way to put a amen on the sermon, but
It's the 21st. I'll do my level best to get this out before Christmas, so that way we can say, at least if not Merry Christmas, but Happy New Year. Thank you for listening, and all. There's several hundred of you that do listen, so we really do appreciate it.
Yeah. Absolutely, so we do.
Yeah, it will be 2023 when we record again.
Yep,
it's been a fun 2022 on the podcast.
I thought we'd have been canceled by now.
There were times I thought we were close. Really did. Really did. But
well, I thought there was probably, yeah, you know.
I don't know if Elon's heard Mitch's comments yet. That might still be coming.
Oh, he probably has. The guy sits at home and Googles himself all day every
he'll
day.
He'll probably, you'll get on Twitter on our account and be like,
Mitch is suspended. Deleted?
Suspended? Why?
Nah, it'll be good. So, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Have a fun weekend, guys, because it sounds like we'll be snowed in.
You'll get plenty of family time. You'll get all the family time you want.
Mm-hmm. And then some. Yeah.
And until next time, we'll see you. Merry Christmas.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they called Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
What the hell's that?